It was explained to me that that was put in the statute a long time ago because one hospital, I guess, had invested all of their money, 100% of it, in pork bellies. And at that time, years ago, all the pork bellies obviously went under and they lost all their money. So there were limitations put on the percentage of the amount of money that hospitals could invest. They didn't get everything they wanted because obviously they would have liked the opportunity to have 100%. But the committee that heard that negotiated, and this is allowing them to take 15% to do a variety of stocks, bonds, and money market investments. And so again, it's not 100%, but it's a lot more than what the state statute was allowing them to do in the first place. And so I'm hoping that by doing that, they can, you know, recoup some of that money and hopefully get some gains and use that money to keep in operation.